the holy ground is the ground that we share. Like the holy city, Jerusalem, the prophet's land and my parents' land, the land of peace and the ground that we share.
Hello, my friend. This is Jan Riley with a, one might say, disguised voice. Not intentional. And maybe you've been struggling with a seasonal illness this year. We're in the middle of Lent, and I just felt like even with this challenge to my ability to speak, I wanted to share with you what speaks to our hearts. The Word of God, the deep movement of the Spirit, and the readings that are available to us. Scriptures as we lift it up. And also all of creation, for all of the world is filled with God's Spirit. The third Sunday of Lent, there's a simple, beautiful line that's an opening antiphon. And it closes like this: I will give you a new spirit, says the Lord. Which I really count on. It means a new breath, a new ability to breathe and see and experience life in a deep way. And it's really amazing because it's in our everyday. We're inclined often in our culture to look at the amazing and what we think of as amazing. Well, what it means is it breaks us out of a habit or practice of maze to see things as they are. And they're that way right now when you and I pause, as you might be now, even with the rasp of my voice, sensing the gentleness of God in your life and mine. We are a beautiful story in Exodus of Moses, who is doing the work of his father-in-law and out leading the flock across the desert, coming to the mountain and coming through a pass. He noticed the angel of the Lord appeared to him as fire flaming out of a bush. And Moses is apparently a curious guy. And it's cool because he says, I must go over and take a look at this remarkable sight. I wonder what might be something that would draw your attention or mine today that would amaze us and help us to break out of a habit or an attitude or disposition. And will we risk going over and taking a look at what would bring us life? Somewhere where God is flaming up right now, where God in maybe the most simple and ordinary things presents us a doorway into new life, a new spirit given to us in this moment. There are practices and habits for prayer, and one of them might be yours, but we here at the mountain take off our shoes when we come into the house and into the chapel as a symbol or a sign of what we hear in this Exodus passage. Because God says to Moses, come no nearer, remove the sandals from your feet, for the place where you are, where you stand, is holy ground. Now, this was a fairly ordinary place. It was a passage in the mountain. And so it was used by many people, many others maybe herding at times, bringing their flock through. But it's transformed, transposed. It's a transition for you and I right now. It's a place of new life, of new spirit. And a simple thing, like kicking off your shoes when you sit to meditate, or pausing and being aware without any particular gesture, that you and I are on holy ground. A place where the living God wants to meet us and be with us. Holy ground we think of, and for me, I don't know, I think of holy as rich, full, fundamentally, just overflowing with grace. And it's so wonderful to be there. But putting that beside the gospel reading today, there might be another perspective. And let me just lend it to you. It's a story, a challenging beginning part, and then Jesus in Luke 13, 1-9, tells a simple parable you remember of a fig tree that's been planted in a person's orchard. And when he came in search of fruit on it, there was none. And so he invites the person who's tending this to take it down. But that person says, let's leave it, what do you say, for another year. And I'll cultivate the ground around it. I'll fertilize it. And it may bear fruit. Now this is soil, that's part of a vineyard. And where a tree, a prized tree, a fig tree has been planted. Interestingly enough, vineyards are usually in places where the condition of the soil is poor and there's not a lot of what we call nutrients. So it's not, what I was talking about earlier, it's not rich, like we would say, the place where the burning bush is, which rich with presence and overwhelming with God's glory. It's on fire with the Spirit. But how about where this tree is planted? I would say it's very rich soil too. It's typical of where, again, vines are planted, and sometimes trees are too. Trees between vines, when there's little soil that can be cultivated because of the depth of it. It's shallow. It's stony, gravelly maybe, and seems not to have what we call nutrients. It needs attention. And that's what happens here. You and I might spring from a rich and wonderful holy place and kick off our shoes and feel where we're deep in meditation. What could be more wonderful? And then there could be what we call an arid time when, gee, the tree isn't producing anything. The tree could be you, me, or the sense of the presence of God. And here we are at a wonderful opportunity. One, to know that grape vines flourish in soil like this. Some of the best grapes come from particularly what we think of as poor soil. They have to eke out their nourishment, their nutrients. They search it out with incredible root systems below those gnarly, wonderful vines. It takes years. Doesn't happen easily. Now, the plants in some ways cultivate the soil themselves, in which they send out the roots. You and I might be doing the same right now. Maybe you can hear that, the turn of the metaphor to a practice of stirring, cultivating the soil, fertilizing it a bit, and trusting time, a little bit of waiting, an acknowledgement that this is a terroir discussion, a simple earth sight that seems barren will bear fruit. That might be your life or mine. My throat right now. Hopefully some of what I've shared has made its way through to you. And I'm grateful for Greg and his willingness to even try to make this available. He's a dear friend and we work together. And I've been delighted over the years thinking I have a FM voice and it's nice and soothing. Well, today it's not. It's that rocky soil. It's the one that's poor. It's not, it needs cultivation or care at least. And it's here for us. The Spirit of the Lord is upon us, given to us, flowing through us is fresh, clean water now. And if we pause in the richness of this moment and kick off our shoes or just be aware of a burning bush we saw today, and also the courage to cultivate a dry place in our lives and soil that seems shallow, vines will flourish, trees will grow, and you and I will tend the flock. We will hear what Moses did. The God who remains with us always, in deep relationships with our forebears and now with us. And as we pass through life and find arid places and some more richly, it seems, flourishing, the same God is with us now and always, here in this moment, pausing with us as metaphor moves to practice, metaphor to movement, practice to purpose, Spirit of peace, deep in our soil, rising up in us now. this Lenten season, or any season, bringing us new life. Thank you, my friend, for being with us during this scratchy talk. May this reflection be a benefit to all of us, and may we know that God abides within us now and forever. Amen.
The holy ground is the ground that we share at the holy city Jerusalem, the prophet's land and my parents' land, the land of peace and the ground that we share. How my heart was glad when I heard the call, let us go to God's house, let us hasten there. And now our feet are within your walls, in the land of peace and the ground that we